Brief Exposition of the Prophecy of Daniel by John Thomas. Preface. All the author bespeaks for this exposition is a patient and candid perusal. It is original throughout. He does not mean to say that it contains no quotations, but that as an exposition, it is not a mere rehash of the theories of others. It is an exposition of the Book of Daniel with so much of the testimonies of other prophets as is necessary to its comprehension. It seemed to him proper that it should appear with the exposition of the Apocalypse, because of the intimate relation subsisting between the prophecy shown to Daniel and the revelation exhibited in symbol to John in Patmos. The Apocalypse is an exhibition in detail of all Daniel saw that remained unfulfilled when John was in exile. Daniel's visions were manifested between the second year of Nebuchadnezzar, AM 3478 and BC 611, and the third year of Cyrus, AM 3549 and BC 540, a period of 71 years. In this period, he saw the image he described to Nebuchadnezzar, the tree in the midst of the earth, the writing upon the wall, the four beasts, the ram and the he-goat, the matter of the 70 weeks, and the thing, whose time extended from the third year of Cyrus to the advent of the Ancient of Days and the resurrection of the many from among the dead. The Apocalypse throws great light upon the Book of Daniel, the hidden mystery of which it expounds. The Eternal Spirit, styled by Peter the Spirit of Christ, is the real author of both prophecies, and what he omitted to tell Daniel, he communicated about 700 years after to the Apostle John, and all for the benefit of those who walk by faith and are the called according to his purpose. Should it be necessary, then, to exhort such to make both the Apocalypse and the Book of Daniel the subjects of diligent and persistent meditation, that they may be able to take heed to the sure word of prophecy, which is in very deed a light shining in a dark place. No genuine believer of the gospel of the kingdom will need such an exhortation. It is the honour of the kings and priests of the deity to search out what he has condescended to reveal. Happily, the search is not now so difficult as in former years. Eureka, and this exposition, will facilitate the search and introduce the reader to the apocalyptic benediction, which saith, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that understand the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand." To the household of faith, and to Israelites, this work should be found particularly interesting and important. It will demonstrate to both classes that the day of their redemption is dawning. It will enable them to discern the signs of the times, which are so luminously indicative of his appearing, whose right it is to reign. Jews, by nature and a doctrine, have suffered long and grievously at the hand of the oppressor, who has scattered and peeled them by his severities. But the day of retribution approaches, when they shall reward Babylon even as she rewarded them, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup that she hath filled, double shall they fill to her. Therefore, rejoice over her, that thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God will then have avenged you on her. These are the words of him who said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not fail." This is the principle. Vengeance on Babylon for his people's sake. A principle overlooked by the knight-errants of the till, whose amplest conceptions extend not beyond their balance sheets and the light within. Having then now introduced the reader to the great subject of this work, he is invited to proceed, being well assured that when he shall have reached the end, he will admit that, the Bible being received as true, there are startling and stirring events about to evene that will not only astonish but terrify the world. That the reader may be ready is the earnest desire of his friend and well-wisher, the author.